I don't know if it killed it or if the image it loaded was not bootable, but I tested it. So in that software, in your tablet, there's software called Cubic, and it's a custom OS builder, and that's really what you're doing. So I got the heavy lifting out of the way, and now you just have to follow the instructions. I would probably just recreate that image. And then what it does is it generates an ISO that you then burn to a USB drive, and then you can boot from that. So the image must not have been complete. I don't know. There was a disconnect between the final output of the ISO and then booting it into the machine. Because my Mac wouldn't recognize the USB after. And usually I can see the boot files on it. And then the tablet didn't recognize it. It happened twice. I did it on two different USBs. So not necessarily that it killed the USBs,